Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In MLS is underway at Red Bull Arena. And this is Lewis Morgan with a shot. Goal! His blistering start to 2024 continues. Morgan looking for number two. Got it! Alan Dante Van Zer squares it. Lewis Morgan, number three. The hat trick for the man who's been a one-man wrecking crew this afternoon.
Lynch again. Behind again, he scored, and he'll join. Brian McBride is the only MLS striker to score in five straight to start the season. What a moment for him, and what a comeback for the Galaxy.
Acosta lets it go. Baird, Acosta shakes off a hack. Lucha! Cincinnati have their first goal at home in 2024.
Wait, did I hear the name Brian McBride?
Yeah.
The record's
wow.
This weekend in Major League Soccer match day six.
I had no idea.
Well, now you know. We're going to have Nigel deliver that stat line for you after we get you through the results here. Match day six is a wrap. How's your team doing after this weekend? LAFC found their form again, routing Nashville 5-0 on the road. Orlando also found their form again, 2-0 win over Austin. And there was some drama in that win for Charlotte over Columbus, a missed pen, red card, just all sorts of craziness there. Seattle almost completing a comeback at San Jose. Jeremy Obovese rescued all three crucial points for the Earthquakes in that match. And no Messi, big problems for Inter Miami, who dropped three major points and a 4-0 loss on the road. And Sporting Kansas City, woof, a bad 8-minute stretch resulted in a really bad home loss, 3-2 against LA Galaxy, which is the match that we did see that Brian McBride record happen as Dejan Jovalich became the one of the only players in MLS history to score in a team's first five matches to begin a season, joining our guy, Brian McBride. Very cool.
Yeah,
now you
like
know.
I said, I had no idea. But the big
yeah,
one for me, trust me, I don't know. People ask me how many goals I scored or how many games I played. I have no idea.
Oh, no, you got it written out.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that your back tattoo?
Is your stats. The back of it, yeah.
You got your XG on your lower back?
Oh, no.
XG wasn't involved in each generation.
Changes.
That's Alexis.
You know, the big one for me is Red Bull versus Inter Miami. You know, no Messi, but also no Forsberg. And, you know, that was pretty impressive. The two up top were just so dynamic. Morgan, of course, had a hat trick, but Van Zier, four assists. And the movement that they had, one would come underneath and the other would play off each other. It was a lot of fun to see in what you would call a terrible, day for a game because of the weather. It was pouring down rain. But you got to give Red Bull credit.
You played in the rain. You played in minus 10. How are you making excuses for the weather?
I love playing in the rain when it's 38 degrees.
Oh, come off it.
What is it with these beach teams? LAFC get absolutely destroyed in the snow at Real Salt Lake, and then you've got Inter Miami can't handle a little bit of rain. And
never
look, I know
it snows a lot.
Never
heard
of it.
Come off it. He played in every single season in England. He knows what I'm disappointed. Oh, you said
let me
that.
Tell
I'm
you.
Very disappointed.
There's one season in England.
It was sunny. It rained. It got cloudy, and then it snowed. We had all four seasons in one day.
Yeah, that's fine. That's usual in England. Yeah. It's fine.
But also, I think for me,
there's one thing to lose the game, but in the manner of the loss for Inter Miami, they were absolutely shambolic.
But let's
they
be honest,
we had
questions about their back line, and we're going to continue to have questions about their back line. They were exposed in a match where I don't think the conditions lent to any team. They both had to suffer through this horrific downpour of a match. But I think you're starting to see how Sandro Schwarz wants Red Bull to play. I think you're seeing they're very effective. You mentioned the switching back and forth. One goes up top, one goes underneath. It's very difficult to keep track. But you're starting to see that if Inter Miami can't completely outscore you, you're probably going to lose. And I know that sounds rudimentary, but they don't have the ability to sit back and defend with their back line. They're going to need a lot more help than what they have right now.
They don't have the strength and depth as well.
No.
They do not have a squad. It's great with the first start on 11. But when you talk about players being able to come off and have an impact as well, that's something you can question. But for me, just that performance alone, with just the way that they play, everything about that performance, for me, is bad. If you're watching that back as a manager, we used to do the video nasty on a Monday when you lose. To watch that back, it's going to be so hard to take any positives.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
How much of what you saw from Miami was just a bad day at the office versus something that you think is going to be a trend that we see come up more times this season?
Listen, I think when you have Messi in your team, you always feel like you can come back, no matter if you're down 2 goals, you know, 3 goals. It certainly is a push, but with no Messi and you're being played off the park, it's easy to put your head down. And I think that's exactly what happened here. As soon as the third goal went in, the way, you know, you can see when a player sort of gets like, can't believe it. I mean, it was the whole group.
Yes.
When that happens, you're not coming back. I don't care. And you hope that it doesn't get worse. And unfortunately for Miami, it did.
And especially when they gave the ball away for the second goal in the middle of the pitch, and you could see that one or two of the Miami players throwing arms in the air. It was just literally like they just gave up at them. But again, credit to Red Bulls for playing two up top. We said about if you want to beat this Inter Miami side, we questioned the back four, put pressure on the back four. And that's exactly what Red Bulls did well. They pressed them, harassed them, gave the ball away in the middle of the pitch, and what they were is they were clinical. Because sometimes you see teams do it, get it in that final third, and are not able to really get that shot off or have an end product with it. And that's what the Red Bulls did so well. Getting it one touch play, boom, back in the net, having an attempt on goal.
Also, Miami cannot handle an aggressive press without an extremely dynamic midfielder in there. If you're able to attack them with two or three players instantly as they get possession of the ball or as they start to sort of get into tight spaces, they collapse. And we've seen it match after match. I mean, also to see Luis Suarez for the first time that I can remember his career just be almost helpless, you know, to not have anyone around him that can help give him the space he needed. He was trying to do too much on his own when he would get the ball. It was really difficult to see. I mean, this was picture-perfect game plan from Red Bull. I don't know if they'll be able to duplicate this with other teams, but today, or on this day, they looked incredible.
Inter Miami were also only down 1-0 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, that's it. I mean, when you don't have your main player and the other team is actually has a game plan that is just picking you apart, it's bound to happen. The times it doesn't happen is when you're either unlucky or you're not clinical in finishing. But this weekend, I think, also was a good weekend for the teams that actually weren't playing well. I mean, you got Orlando winning, you got San Jose winning, you have New England getting their first point.
LAFC as well.
Yeah.
Continuing. Came
alive for sure.
I'm sorry, I was thinking LA Galaxy there.
Yeah. LA Galaxy have also had a strong start to the season after what was a very disappointing season last year and really for the last couple of years for this club, who just haven't been able to get back to their really successful ways of the past, but they sure did this weekend in a really, really impressive win on the road at Sporting Kansas City, turning over a 2-0 deficit in the span of just 8 minutes. A really bad collapse for Sporting Kansas City, but you got to give credit where credit's due to the LA Galaxy. That is not a performance and a comeback that we would have seen for them from them last season, Brian.
Ricky
Pooj, and really the last few years.
Ricky Pooj has to be in the conversation for MVP.
100%.
He's so dynamic in getting the ball.
Wait, even not 10 games yet.
Listen.
Why is that important again?
He's been exciting at LA, but now he's got pieces around it, and they're clicking. You can see the confidence in LA Galaxy. There's just players in the penalty area. This finish from Jovic right here.
That one there.
And that's, you didn't get a lot from him last year. And if you can get him in little positions in the penalty area, he's, you know, someone that can finish the ball if you can get him in opportunities. And
it was Greg Vanney last year wouldn't start Jovic. We were begging for it on this show. And now he trusts him. And Ricky Pooj feels like there's a freedom he plays with now, that he's able to be influential in the way we knew it was. There were so many matches going into the season where he hadn't, noted his first assist yet, and we were so frustrated. Like, how is this possible when that's why you were brought in, and you're seeing a completely different Ricky Pooj?
I mean, for Ricky Pooj, for me, I'm seeing a little element of growth in the sense of maturity, because I always criticized him last year to say, got the talent, got everything, but lacks discipline, especially to play at the highest level where you'd see him picking up the ball and running around and trying too hard like he was still playing street football, five-a-side football. He's shown a bit more maturity now. Like you said, it's because now they've got the pieces around him. He doesn't have to run around and do so much. I think for them as well, it's Pitzel, the Ghanaian player that they added. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I butchered his name, but he's a good addition to them. But that game there was a game of two halves. Sporting Kansas City absolutely collapsed in the second half. They dominated the first half. Second half, LA Galaxy showed character. But you would still be disappointed if you're Sporting Kansas City, because the manner of goals that they conceded, especially from set pieces.
They had 26 shots.
They've also now dropped points in a few games this season. I believe it was against Houston. That game, they had a 1-0 lead that turned into a draw. And then against Philadelphia, of course, that one was maybe a bit on the referee at that point. But for Sporting Kansas City, another important thing to note is right now their back line is missing two key players. Andre Fontas has been out with injury, and then Logan Ndembe, who was the star at left back for them last season, scored in the playoffs and really kind of took over that position at the end of last season. He's recovering from a torn ACL. So they've got a bit of a mismatched back line at the moment, but even still,
Peter. Peter's going to get this right.
Oh, yeah.
There's rarely a time that Kansas City loses focus, and they have. This season, they've lost their focus a little bit.
This goes back to last season, too.
They need the end of the season last year.
Not the end of last season, but at the start of the season.
But that's my point. Sometimes it takes a little while to get the full character of your squad. Even though it's a pretty similar squad that they had last year, the intensity is never an issue with the.
I wonder how intense you'll be for a tenth of the match dictating a loss here, because it's 8 minutes. To drop 3 points, especially when you had control of the match. You're 2.58 XG to 2 XG. 26 shots, 9 on target. I mean, they should have.
A 2-goal lead.
I know, but then they should have won this game.
It's infuriating from a manager or coach's standpoint when you look at the goals that they conceded, especially from a set piece where you've got enough bodies there to take responsibility of that situation, not clearing the ball properly. Just simple stuff for me where you'd expect better at that level.
They switched off for 8 minutes and paid the price.
Sporting KC have now dropped 7 points from winning position already this season, which is not a good way to start. As you guys know, having played in MLS, you win your home games and you get draws on the road, you're pretty much a lock for the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs for sure.
And after 3 games, you could be in the conversation for MVP.
For sure. Listen, I'm not shying away from that. Yeah. I think he's definitely in the conversation.
Hey, after what, 4 days on the desk, Brian McBride's in the conversation for MVP of this show.
Hey.
In my book. Hey, what do you think about that,
and
Nigel?
Not a hot take.
Look at that.
MVP.
MVP. We're going to be chanting that all our way on our way to break.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.